From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to publicly bash the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe, while leaving open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents. Flynn has agreed to cooperate with special counsel investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The president has repeatedly called the Russia investigation a witch hunt.
I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Earlier this year, the U.S. intelligence community released a report that stated Russia had meddled in the election, showing a preference for Trump over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two people, severely damaging dozens of buildings near the epicenter. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time. It was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. Authorities say a 62-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman were killed in building collapses. Dozens of houses collapsed and about 65 suffered severe damage. It triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of faults in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European leaders